Back in their small apartment, they argued over where to open the new pods. "The lounge room has the most space," she said. "But we'll need to move the couch," said Naveen. "The pods will take up all the space. Maybe we could squeeze them into the bedroom if we move Trevor out." Trevor was TRV04, his medical cleaning machine. "I don't want them in the bedroom."
"Why not?"
"I just don't."
"That's not a reason."
In the end, they decided to use the guest bedroom, where they'd set up a spare double bed, just in case Tao Yi's mother needed to come and stay with them. The pale blue quilt and sheets gave off a musty smell as Naveen folded them away. The bedside lamp, a cheerful, abstract piece that Tao Yi had picked out at an online market, was coated in dust. They spatially compressed the bed back into a 1-foot cube and stacked it in the wardrobe space, along with the bedside table and lamp. Then they directed the Mercury Wind to place its cargo in the middle of the room. Pipes and wires sprang from the sides of each box, connecting to the corresponding electricity, water, and drainage ports in the floor. Ambient music played as the flaps folded back. A white egg on its long side emerged first from one box and then the other. They swelled like balloons, filling half the room, bumping against each other, bloated, halted, solidified. A cutaway segment on the top of each egg slid back, revealing a hollow, green glowing interior. The music swelled. Holograms of Tao Yi's and Naveen's faces materialized above the pods, haloed by a neon green planet and the glowing words, "Welcome to your future." Tao Yi looked into the empty vat, which was big enough for a person to lie down in. She'd expected a chair with an immersion tub for their heads. "I don't understand." Slots opened in the sides of the vat and translucent liquid began to ooze in. A silky voice announced, "Your new pod is now filling with new gel. Please do not disturb the new pod or place any foreign object inside it. Your new pod is now filling with new gel. Please do not disturb."
"Why is it like a bathtub? I thought it was just for our heads."
"I don't know," said Naveen. "This must be a design surprise." Neuronetica Somnus had kept the new pod design strictly under wraps. His eyes flickered as he accessed social media streams on his revision. "Oh yeah, everything's going off. Hashtag new gel reveal, hashtag transderm tech. The gel transmits electrical signals through your scalp, but it also feeds and nourishes the body through your skin."
"What?"
She remembered she'd muted her revision on the walk home. She unmuted it and reeled beneath a tsunami of news alerts and social media posts. The new pod voice continued in its over-inflected baritone. "Lagless virtual neural communication. Ultra-high definition simulated reality. Complete sensory integration. Cutting-edge transdermal diffusion tech. New gel maintains your body's homeostasis for up to 72 hours. Hydrate, refuel, nourish, eliminate. This is the pinnacle of human experience. This is Gaia. Welcome to your future." The voice stopped, leaving them with only the sound of gel squelching into the pods and status updates sparking in the private spaces of their minds and their oversized holographic faces orbiting ponderously beneath a glowing green earth. It all seemed inevitable. Tao Yi and Naveen skimmed their scalps, undressed completely, and took their revisions off. Tao Yi helped Naveen into his new pod first. He winced as he lay down, pressing one arm close to his side over his puckered scar. She bent over and kissed it, getting a bit of goo on her lips. She wiped her mouth. "Comfy?" Naveen made an okay sign, brushed his hand mischievously around the curve of her breast, and closed his eyes. Within a few seconds, he was gone. She watched his eyelids rolling and twitching for a while, heavy-hearted. Then she turned, holding her arms around her bare tummy. Something gleamed from the shadowy depths of her new pod. She stepped closer and peered in, but it must have been just a fragment of refracted light. Sensing her presence, the machine hummed and came aglow. Tao Yi lifted her leg over the edge of the pod and, swallowing her misgivings, plunged in. It wasn't watery, as she'd imagined. It felt like stepping into synthetic foam, like a unified entity shifting aside to make space for her form, hollowing itself out and then remolding to her contours. Gingerly, she lay back. She felt a tickling sensation,
tiny particles crawling up her neck and over her scalp. She wasn't lying on the base of the pod, but suspended in the middle of it. The new gel was on every inch of her, creeping across her skin, into the creases of her armpits, the folds of her groin. Only her nose and mouth peeped above the surface, allowing her to breathe. An alien warmth spread from her mons pubis up to her belly button. A lush voice beamed directly into her brain. In Gaia, all things are possible.